Chinese initiatives like the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, and the One Belt, One Road initiative have been lauded by Turkish economists and international affairs experts. Tarik Özlü, director of the International Affairs Center in Antalya International University, says Turkey is optimistic about the various Chinese-led initiatives.
So we have this Asian Investment Infrastructure Initiative, the One Road, One Belt Initiative, the Silk Road initiatives. So Turkey feels very much optimistic, very much sympathetic towards that kind of Chinese-led initiative, wants to become a part of those initiatives. Everybody in Turkey is very well aware of the fact that China is a rising power. It has already approved its global power credentials. So Turkish authorities need to be in good terms with the Chinese leaders.
14 G20 countries, including Turkey, are already participating in the China-proposed AIIB. Usal Sabaz, a researcher at the Economic Policy Research Foundation of Turkey, says the One Belt, One Road initiative can play an important role in connecting Asia and Europe.
There are many issues to cooperate, but I think the highlight could be infrastructure. The reason being is China recently announced One Belt, One Road project, what we call the Modern Silk Road, which connects China to Europe over Eurasia. It's very important for Turkey because it also passes through Turkey. What these two countries should do is to use G20 as a platform for infrastructure cooperation.
Sabaz says Turkey should make full use of the G20 summit to strengthen economic cooperation with China and promote the One Belt, One Road initiative.
But the problem is every country is focusing on its projects, but not on the cross-country projects. If the infrastructure does not connect countries, it's not useful. So One Belt, One Road is an important project that connects China to Turkey and Europe, and G20 could be a good platform for these two countries to promote it.
The group has achieved a series of positive results regarding global governance in recent years through cooperation among its members. The EU and China have now both developed their own investment plans, the Juncker Plan in Europe, and a number of domestic initiatives in China, in addition to the more international Belt and Road Initiative and the AIIB. For CRI, this is Ryan Price.